This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
It's time for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois. Hello, Mike.
Well, welcome to today's Feed Forum, and we're going to talk about feeding high-oleic soybeans. For our listeners, basically high-oleic soybeans are soybeans that have a different fatty acid profile, and therefore it is much more rumen-friendly to dairy cows because it's higher in 18-1, that's oleic acid, and much lower in polyunsaturated fatty acids, which is 18-2 fatty acids here, which can affect rumen fermentation and butterfat test as well. There are three companies that produce the oleic fatty acid soybeans, the Flemish variety, Vista Gold, and Soy Lick. And one of those is a non-GMO, so for organic producers, there is a source there of soybeans that can be fed to produce natural milk. The addition of oleic fatty acids in the feeding program improves digestibility of all fats in the diet, and it will modify weight gain as well. Generally speaking, most of our farmers are going to be roasting these soybeans. Roasting will increase the amount of protein that is not degraded in the rumen. And of course, the good news is with soybeans, a high in lysine. And that's one of the first limiting amino acids for dairy cows. Yes, you can feed them raw. However, when they're raw, they contain urease, which is an enzyme that will break down urea. And you cannot combine those two together, and very high in rumen degraded protein. So there are farmers here in the Midwest that will feed like 2 pounds of raw soybeans and 3 or 4 pounds of roasted to get the best of both worlds to optimize rumen performance. What was really interesting was that there was two producers on the panel, and this was out at the Western Dairy Conference that this presentation was made. One was from Michigan, and this was a herd that was averaging 85 pounds of milk for 7 Holstein cows with a 3-3 protein here. He was feeding 8.5 pounds of roasted soybeans. That's a fairly high number. Basically, that was what his inventory would allow him to do. He had an electric roaster that he used on the farm. He was roasting up to 340 degrees Fahrenheit. That's a little on the high end here. And then he was grinding them through a 3/16 fine screen, which means it becomes fairly fine particle, which now exposes those roasted soybeans to more rumen degradation. We look more for a cracking or rolling of those beans to maintain the rumen undegraded portion of the protein as well. He was very satisfied with the results and will continue to raise them. The second producer came from Wisconsin. He was milking 1,000 cows. He had 16 robotic milkers on his farm with 2 robotic milkers in each of the pen. And these cows were averaging about 58 pounds of dry matter. And he looked like that he was saving about 20 cents per cow compared to the dry fat product he had fed earlier in the feeding program as well. He is going through a 1/8-inch screen, and therefore of a hammer mill there, he was getting more of a cracking effect, and that would be ideal as well. He was raising some, but he didn't have enough for his 1,000 cows. He was paying a dollar bushel premium to a neighbor to grow the beans for him. So that's another alternative. If you don't have enough land, you can maybe contract, because the yields on both the conventional and the high oleic soybeans are equal. Therefore, you don't give up any yield advantage here. He was feeding basically 6 pounds to the fresh cows, 4.5 pounds to his heifer pen, and 4.5 pounds to his mature cows. He had some numbers. He had the urease. He checks that out routinely. The urease activity was below 0.02, which made an excellent job of roasting. He was roasting basically at 255 to 258 degrees Fahrenheit, and he was grinding these down to about 600 micron size. So the take-home message is oleic soybeans are certainly an alternative choice there for both as a source of fat on the farm, very economical, and a source of protein you don't have to purchase. Well, that completes the program for today. Thanks. Hey, have a great day.
Thank you, Mike. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday on Dairy Radio Now.
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It is perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you are already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.
Federal order reform milk price changes began in June, and StoneX broker Dave Krzyzewski talks with Lee Milkey about them and what the markets are saying. That's on our Milky Monday. Have a safe weekend. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.